Well, folks, one of my favorite grapes is Zinfandel, and I'm on many missions throughout the year to find some great new Zinfandels. And Dry Creek is a beautiful place for Zinfandel. It's really the backbone of this area. Larry Ann Davis is pouring us a glass of Amista Zinfandel, and I'm going to just sit back and enjoy this, and you talk so I can drink.
All right. Hey, Doc, I got to tell you, this is my favorite wine. I love the Zin here. We're so fortunate we get a little bit of our grapes from the Cyani Brothers across the street from us. Just down the street, actually, a little ways. This Zin is just a huge burst of flavors on the palate. In the middle, there's some spice and then a beautiful, elegant finish. It's perfect for pairing with foods. Also, I have to say it's perfect for me because I just love the spice in this wine. It's worth a drive down to this wonderful winery to taste this excellent, wonderful, classic Dry Creek Zinfandel.
Dry Creek is classic Zinfandel in a glass, and this really speaks of the terroir here. Right outside of the town of Healdsburg, this is a perfect place, and this patio adds to the perfection of Amista Vineyards. What a great spot, and a weekend in Healdsburg sounds like a plan maybe once or twice in my future, near future.
Yeah, people come all the time out here from all over the world, and they come directly to Amista to see our beautiful gardens. It's a wonderful place to spend your afternoon.
Zinfandel and food go together very well. We might have to have two courses for this. Unfortunately, Larry Ann has a backup bottle sitting here on the table. It's time for Zinfandel from Dry Creek and Amista Vineyards. Well, folks, we have traveled into Dry Creek this week, and we are having a great time here in Healdsburg. It's a beautiful place to be, and the weather has cooperated. The summer has been beautiful here in Northern California, and we have traveled out Dry Creek Road, and we are at Amista Vineyards, and we're going to take a little walk in the vineyard here with Larry Ann Davis. Behind the tasting room here is Syrah at its best and Dry Creek Syrah. Now tell us about that.
Yeah, Doc, let's take a little walk out here. Look at these vineyards. We're just now starting to see the grapes change. They're starting to get a little purple on these Syrahs. Oh boy, I can't wait until I can actually pick my first yummy, yummy grape. So we're going to talk a little bit about our 2006 Syrah, Morning Song Vineyards, which is actually a vineyard that surrounds the backside of our winery. This is a muscular, robust Syrah. I just got to say, I'd love to serve it with some lamb and beef burgundy. It has a long finish on it with some sandalwood and black currant up front. Definitely worth driving down our long driveway to taste our Syrah.
Interesting, because Dry Creek really is known for Zinfandel and a few other varietals. Syrah, now that I'm thinking about it and having this thought process, it's perfect to hear. The terroir is so earthy. Now that I've tasted this Syrah, it'll be a favorite of mine.
Thank you. It's one of my favorites, that's for sure. And you're right, the terroir is very earthy, and it's perfect for growing Syrah.
Well, folks, we have a dish that just came to the table, and I think Larry Ann knew what she was talking about with this food and wine pairing.